This is Daguerreos Masquist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreos. This is flyer number 707, entitled Masculism as a Historically Important Ideology. Description. This flyer predicts that in a few years from now, once nearly all males have been influenced by masculist and MGTOW ideas, and once the dust generated by the social and political changes that those ideas will create has settled, then future gender political historians will claim that masculism had as much impact on history as had feminism, that is, that masculism was a historically important ideology. Flyer itself, I'm a bit awkward here ad-libbing because you can see for the first time in my life I broke a bone, a wrist bone, by falling backwards and stupidly putting my hand out and suffered a FOOSH, F-O-O-S-H, injury. FOOSH is an acronym for fall on outstretched hand, which is what happened. Okay, the flyer itself. Masculism as a historically important ideology. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreos. Email profhugodaguerreos@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreos.wordpress.com. One of the most much clumsier now. I'm doing everything with my left hand, which I would normally do with my right, like tying shoelaces and opening cans and typing and so forth. One of the most historically important ideologies of the 20th century, along with communism, Nazism, fascism, is feminism, since it has changed the lives of millions, if not billions, of women. Less than a mere century ago, women often had a dozen kids, half of whom died young. So women, living in nuclear families, were, of necessity, confined to the home, raising this tribe of kids. Men, that is, husbands, fathers, again in nuclear families, in brackets, which resulted from the need for families to be small and mobile to follow employers when a previous employer went bankrupt, close brackets, of necessity became the sole breadwinners of their nuclear families. The breadwinner role of the father was more critical to the survival of the family than was the mothering role, since if the mother did a rather bad job, then at least her kids usually survived, whereas if the father did a bad job and as a result got fired, then his family starved. Older parents were very conscious of this bitter reality, so socialized their sons more vigorously to be tough, so as to be able to bounce back the next day after being fired, or a son's whole family would starve in an era in which there was no welfare state, no unions, no unemployment insurance, no labor parties. Then men gave women science-based medicine, so that today women have a life expectancy of 85 years. Men gave women the pill, household gadgets, higher education, the vote. So women now typically have 0, 1, or 2 kids in most cases. So in the 50s and 60s, upper middle class women in the advanced nations had time on their hands once their 2 children were off to school and got very bored living in the intellectual and emotional doldrums of the suburbs and rebelled. Millions of women then poured into the workforce, which gave women their financial independence, having the luxury to lash out at men for the ways that men oppress women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, etc. And the second wave of feminism was born. Compared to my mother's generation, when upper middle class women were housewives, today's young women expect to be careerists with a profession, with a university diploma. In fact, things have so turned around that on many campuses in the US, the sex ratio of female to male students is nearly 2 to 1. One can only describe this fundamental change in women's gender role away from housewifery to female careerism as of profound historical importance that has fundamentally changed the daily lives of millions and probably several billions of women. This flyer claims that masculism is in the process of doing something similar for men, causing deep fundamental changes for men that in time will also be described as being of great historical significance. The core idea of masculism is that men are rebelling against being man's slaves to women, working for women for decades of their lives, as did my own father. It was deeply ingrained into boys a century ago that their male role in life was to work for a woman, paying for the financial upkeep of a woman so she could stay at home and raise the many kids in an era of no contraception. In today's world, men are rebelling against this man-slave role, telling women, quote, "Now that you women have a life expectancy of 85 years, the pill, household gadgets, etc., all of which were given to you by men, you now have a career window of half a century, so that now you can, capital letters, work." So the masculists are now saying that you women must, capital letters, work. Otherwise, masculists will see you as manslavers, as divorce rapists, and hate you, seeing you as committing far worse gender crimes against men than vice versa. Masculists are in a position to force traditional manslaving, divorce raping women, whom the masculists label as fluffies, in brackets based on the word fluff, with its connotations of being light, not serious, not adult, not responsible, not career competent, not FIP, that is financially independent person, another masculist term, close brackets, into becoming FIPs, because a fluffy can only be a fluffy if she can get her financial claws into some gullible, ignorant of masculist ideas, close brackets, manslavable man. But thanks to the rise of the masculist and MGTOW movements, in brackets, MGTOW, M-G-T-O-W, equals men going their own way, that is, young men who refuse to marry, who reject fatherhood due to the fluffy feminist takeover of the divorce courts in the 70s, who then butchered the lives of one father in four, assuming traditional gender roles of fluffy wife and manslave husband, close brackets. The supply of such manslavable men is rapidly drying up, now that nearly all young men in Western countries have absorbed masculist and MGTOW ideas, who absolutely refuse to face a one chance in four of being divorce raped in a hated, fluffy feminist-controlled divorce court system. So eschew marriage and paternity and spend their money on themselves. Masculists are abolitionists who see fluffies as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin to be wiped out by being totally ignored by men, left to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable deaths, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, hated, and the enemy of the masculist, to be exterminated or be forced to be converted into FIPs so that they no longer manslave and divorce-rape men. So the masculists are now getting political in the same way as did the feminists in the 70s when they got gender laws changed that were more favourable to women. For example, the abortion right, fault-free divorce, equal pay for equal work, equal access to the professions, control of the divorce courts, making them extremely biased in favour of women, thus butchering men, one father in four, which was the primary cause of the rise of the MGTOW movement. So that today, two-thirds of young men don't even date young women. Masculists are now getting political, pushing for the establishment of GECs, G-E-C's, that's Gender Equality Committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male masculist politicians, to ensure that the gender issues of both sexes are addressed equally, which is far from being the case today, in which most feminists are extremely gender biased by feminism, that gender oppression is a one-way street, when it's not. In fact, masculists see that women oppress men far worse, with women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering, which are horrible gender crimes against men that last decades, that are so serious that masculists have a hatred of gender criminal women and are at war against them, forcing women to fip up and to vote with men for the men-faring of the gender laws. Masculists want the legislation of the PARA, that's paternity rejection right, that will give men the same right that women have to reject an unwanted pregnancy that could ruin their lives. Masculists also want the legislation of the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, that's obligatory paternity testing at birth for all births, to block women's horrible gender crime of paternity fraud. Masculists want paternity fraudster women to be put in jail for 15 years for a gender crime that is a lot more serious than rape, which typically gets a man a 10-year jail sentence. Masculists want men's studies courses to be taught in the universities so that society becomes bi-conscious, that is, conscious that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that women gender oppress men worse than vice versa. Masculists push for the fipping of women, seeing that many of men's gender issues would be solved if we all lived in a fip society, where young women are socialized by parents and taught by teachers to be fips and not expect, fluffy style, to manslave, divorce rape, and force father a man. Once the masculists achieve these major social and political goals, life will be very different for men. The divorce courts will be thoroughly reformed based on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties. The custody of kids will be made joint by default. Alimony will be thrown out since women will be fips. Halving of wealth and stuff will be rejected since women will be fips. Women will be pressured to vote with men for the men-faring of the gender laws, or men will continue to not date young women, thus crashing the birth rate, thus wiping out whole populations. Masculists see monoconscious feminists as geociders, wiping out the planet's population, because monoconscious feminism preaches to young women that gender oppression is a one-way street, which makes them hate young men, which is why two-thirds of young men don't even date young women, thus crashing the birth rate. In time, thanks to the spread of masculist and MGTOW ideas on the internet, nearly all men will become familiar with masculist ideas and will not tolerate the monoconscious ignorance and hypocrisy of feminists, and will bite their fucking heads off, exterminating them slowly by total neglect. Already, we are seeing a growing army of female masculists on the internet preaching masculist ideas. In time, nearly all women will become bi-conscious and will vote with men for the establishment of the GECs and the men-faring of the gender laws. Once that has happened, and the gender political dust has settled, Future historians of gender politics will be saying that the rise of masculinism had as profound an effect on men as feminism had on women, thus liberating billions of men across the planet from manslavery, from divorce rape, from forced fathering and other horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes that billions of women committed against men. Masculists have finally risen up and told women, quote, "Now that you women can work, you must work. Anything else is man's slavery, and that will get you killed slowly by being forced by men to rot on the shelf as manslaving, divorce-raping, forced-fathering vermin to be exterminated, hated by masculists. Once men have won their half of the gender war, it will seem obvious to most people that masculinism was a historically important ideology, as stated in the title of this flyer." Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Masculus tab for 700 plus Masculus essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people - do we create our exterminators? Professor Hugo de Garis - London Real. In brackets. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Masculus segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Mimes, BitChute, Odyssey,